on the long range agenda is to continue to serve all of Rensselaer County and the region, and particularly to broaden our audience and continue to build the younger membership within our group. And in the immediate future, we have a deck party coming up on August 11th in the evening. And it's a great opportunity if you're new to Troy to meet people, to network with people. And if you've been in Rensselaer County a long time, then you can come and share some information and meet all of our newcomers, because there's a beautiful renaissance going on in Troy right now.
What is the goal of any historical society, not just the Rensselaer County one, but any historical society, is to preserve history, to keep history vibrant, to bring history into the present and into the future?
Yes, yes, and yes, and also to increase interest in one's own regional history. Our historical society is very fortunate in that we have a strong and well in-depth collection. We also have two galleries. We have a permanent Uncle Sam Wilson Gallery, and we have a changing gallery. Right now it's doing a scenic overlook perspectives on the landscape and the changing landscape in Rensselaer County. We also have the Hart Clewitt House, an 1827 historic home in the National Register, and we have a fantastic research library for people who want to do genealogical or other types of research pertaining to Rensselaer County in the Capital District.
And I know fundraising is an important part of all of your activities. How do you go about raising the money for all of this?
We have membership is one strong area, which from which we also garner volunteers that further help us. We have the deck party as a small fundraiser. It's a friend and a fundraiser for us both. We have a large gala coming up in October, and we are honoring Stephen Boucher, and that's a very special event for us. It's an elegant evening, and we invite anyone who's interested in either the deck party or the gala to check out our website. We, of course, do an annual fund, much like WAMC does.
You want to bring young people into the organization and into the interest of history. How do you go about doing that?
The deck party is one way. It's a less formal way. We also are doing networking. We're increasing our use of social media, and we are meeting them where they are and trying to help them understand that it is a vibrant institution with dynamic programming so that they understand what we're about and what they can enjoy when they visit there.
Does the society work to keep history alive? In other words, if you see that a building that has some historic significance may be headed for the wrecking ball, do you try to step in?
My long tenure of just a few days here as a new member, I'm not sure that what the board would want to do in any given case. There's so many different reasons why that could happen in a city. I do know that we continually document and have new acquisitions, whether it's photograph or architectural pieces or oral histories, to keep alive the history of Troy.
Tell us more about not just Troy, but Rensselaer County itself, the history of Rensselaer County and some of the spots outside of the city.
Rensselaer County has a vast history of both agricultural villages, large cities, and industry. We also do a lot of work, and so we try to garner interest from all of those, and we have a collection that really reflects that. And our historian actually goes out frequently. She's the county historian and the city historian, and our county historian goes out to a lot of the schools, senior groups, social clubs, and does presentations specific to their area of the county.
You mentioned Uncle Sam earlier. Are there some other names that maybe we don't necessarily associate with Troy and Rensselaer County that made history and maybe got forgotten somewhere along the way?
That is an excellent question. There are certainly great names of Emma Willard and the Emma Willard Academy. You look at what's happening with Russell Sage and the Sage Colleges and their long-standing history, both of them in women's education. And there certainly are industrial also with the Hart Clewitt and the many of the manufacturing sites that came from the garment industry, the cuffs and collars.
And, of course, the Hudson River is probably very historic when it comes to the Rensselaer County and the city.
Yes, it definitely is. There's good reasons why it was situated, why the county seat was situated where it is, and how things would filter down to the river for traffic and commerce. Also, we have the ironworks, the Burden Ironworks, and that's a significant factor that people don't often think of for Rensselaer County.
Does the County Historical Society try to boost tourism? Is there a historical tourism sector that you're trying to increase?
Absolutely, there is. We see an increase. Last year, we served between reaching out into our own groups that I talked about earlier throughout Rensselaer County. We also see a large tourism passageway through the historic house and through the museum itself. We served almost 6,000 people last year that way, and we find when they sign in the book, people are coming from many different countries and states to either do research or just out of curiosity about the Hart Clewitt House and what's available. And we also know that when they come as a destination, whether it's a bus trip from out of state coming to stop at our environment, they also stay in the community, and they're visiting the shops, and they're staying in hotels, and they're going to lunch in the restaurants, and hopefully they're coming and exploring the entire Capital District. So it bodes well for everyone.
For more information on the Rensselaer County Historical Society and what you have to offer, do you have a website, or where can people go?
Yes, we do have a website, and you can go to rchsonline.org. All the information is there. It's updated regularly. We also have other social media accounts that you can find through our site, and you can just click through and find our Facebook page too.